I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kinda tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kinda tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your down. That's what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. And that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Election Day now 4 weeks out. Vice President Kamala Harris doing a series of interviews this week. Today, appearing on ABC's The View. Harris was asked about the Republican endorsements she's received, including some from former Trump staffers. Harris says she thinks many Americans are putting country before party.
They're exhausted with the lies. They're exhausted with the selfishness. They're exhausted with the attempt to divide us as Americans. Yes. And they're ready to turn the page and chart a new way forward.
Donald Trump's campaign events in Florida today canceled due to Hurricane Milton. Residents up and down Florida's west coast evacuating. Tampa Bay expected to see record storm surge, and the state still cleaning up from Helene. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We want to get as much of the debris picked up as is possible.
Major League Baseball announcing today that baseball great Louis Tiant has died at his home in Maine. The Red Sox pitcher, a two-time All-Star in the 70s, Louis was 83. This is ABC News. Two pioneers in artificial intelligence win this year's Nobel Prize in Physics.
The prize to winners John Hopfield of Princeton and Jeffrey Hinton of the University of Toronto. The Nobel Committee says the two used tools in physics to develop the building blocks that are the foundation of today's powerful machine learning. Things like artificial neuron networks that function as, if you will, associative memories and find patterns in large data sets. Laureates are invited to receive their awards at ceremonies on December 10th. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
American Water, the largest water utility company in the country, says it was the victim of a cyber attack. The company provides drinking water and wastewater services to more than 14 million customers in more than a dozen states. The company says it shut down certain systems and paused customer billing after learning about the hack last week. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures scraping 70 degrees. Skies stay clear tonight. We crash chilly to the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, another day with a ton of sun and warmer temperatures. In fact, we climb to the mid-70s tomorrow and hit 80 on Thursday. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Currently, 53 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Marinette County deputies are investigating a weekend murder-suicide. Ted Allen has more.
Deputies responding to a home in the town of Stevenson Sunday night learned that Troy D. Noble shot his wife several times. Erica J. Noble of Crivitz later died from her injuries. A perimeter was set around the home, but attempts to contact Troy Noble were unsuccessful, and he came out of the home and fatally shot himself.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission says preparations are in place for Election Day next month. That includes new training for local election clerks, updates to the state's voter registration database, and new security measures. And there's a recall underway for eggs sold by a farm in Bondwell. Those eggs have sickened 42 people in Wisconsin and another 23 across the country. They're sold under the name of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Also, duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are included in the recall. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's 2006. While I'm milking cows, I'm noticing every once in a while, not only do I have a headache, but I'm noticing black spots in my vision. It turns out it was a brain tumor the size of a grapefruit.
My name is Tina Hinchley.
We run a family farm here in Wisconsin. Back then, most farmers didn't have health insurance. You try to figure out, what are you going to do to pay these bills? 2013, my brain tumor comes back, and I'm also diagnosed with breast cancer. But now, the Affordable Care Act has been passed, and now I have coverage. Farmers and people in the rural communities depend on affordable health care. Trump doesn't care if he takes away health care from us. He doesn't care what the consequences would be for me and my family.
Doggone it, Kamala Harris is out there for us, protecting and expanding the Affordable Care Act. She fought for us to get health care, and she's fighting for us to keep it.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion with the police chief on adoption of golf cart fines, sign and ordinance updates, and the tourist park ordinance amendment and establishing fines. There will also be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center. The merger of two United Way organizations in western Wisconsin means the popular Day of Care is returning to Dunn and Pepin counties, and volunteers and projects are needed to make it successful. The event is an annual day of action connecting teams of corporate and government volunteers with nonprofits from across Dunn and Pepin counties. Volunteer teams complete half-day projects at local nonprofits. Announcing the return of the Day of Caring in Dunn and Pepin counties on October 10th is one of the first major initiatives of the merged organization, said Stephen McCarthy, the group's executive director. For more details about the inaugural Day of Caring and how to become a sponsor, register a team, or submit a project, visit uwvalleys.org. That's uwvalleys.org. It's 9 years in prison for a St. Croix County man from a 4th of July road rage incident last year. A judge yesterday sentenced Thaddeus Smith to prison after he rammed a car, then ran over two women at the boat launch in Hudson July 2nd of last year. Prosecutors say he was angry after a fight at the boat launch. Smith pleaded guilty to being drunk and hitting the two women. After his prison term, he'll spend the next 10 years on probation. Eau Claire's new budget looks to spend more money on city workers. That city unveiled its proposed 2025 budget last night. The spending plan tops $190 million for the first time. That'd be about a 6% increase from the current budget. Just over 40% of that money is for city workers' paychecks and benefits. The rest is for everything from fire trucks to new roads. City manager Stephanie Hirsch says Eau Claire is looking to invest in core city services. That includes a big bump for Eau Claire's Neighborhood Services Division that looks to recoup its money with more fines through stricter code enforcement. Dozens of people in Wisconsin have gotten sick from eating bad eggs in the state. The CDC said the egg recall based at a farm in Bonduelle has sickened 42 people in Wisconsin and another 23 across the country. The CDC upgraded the recall to a Class 1, which means people can get seriously ill and even die from eating the bad eggs. No one has died yet, but public health managers say two dozen people have had to go to the hospital. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also included in the recall. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Durand Police Department has a new part-time police officer. Jocelyn Carruthers began her duties with the department over the weekend after graduation from the CVTC Law Enforcement Academy. Carruthers has been a part of the department, starting with her attendance in the Law Enforcement Explorers program while attending Durand, Arkansas High School. She was also an intern with the department while attending CVTC. The Minnesota Housing Commission approved a $2.9 million workforce housing development grant to the city of Wabasha for a 50-unit market-rate apartment building in downtown Wabasha. The City of Wabasha and its Port Authority selected Keller Bartman Properties of Red Wing to be the development partner on a city-owned site. The site is located at the intersection of Allegheny Avenue and 2nd Street. The apartment building will be a four-story building with studios, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units, exercise room, community room, and 38 underground parking stalls. The project will be under construction next year, with apartments expected to begin leasing at the end of 2026. A handful of UW-Eau Claire students marked yesterday's anniversary of the attack on Israel with a protest. About a half dozen students took to campus yesterday to talk about Gaza and the impact of the war on Gaza. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the attack that killed over 1,000 Israelis and has touched off a war that has raged since. Wisconsin's election managers say they're ready for the November election. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said their preparations are all in place for next month's election day. That included a new round of training for local election clerks, updates to the state's voter registration database, and new security measures. WEC says they want to make sure that voters know how much work they're putting into this year's presidential race. WEC Administrator Megan Wolf said they started getting ready for the after the 2020 election and have spent the past 4 years leading up to this day. It soon will cost more to play Mega Millions in Wisconsin, a lot more. Lottery managers say Mega Millions tickets will jump from their current $2 price tag to $5 starting next year. The promise is that the more expensive tickets will lead to larger jackpots. This will be just the second time since 2002 that Mega Million prices have gone up. The new $5 price tag begins in April. Lottery managers say there are no plans to change the price for Powerball tickets. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
We now know the site of one of Minnesota's favorite winter traditions. Officials say ice castles will take place at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds for the 24-25 season. The event has been held at several locations over the years, most recently in Maple Grove. Plans include a one-acre winter playground made of ice featuring slides, caves, and fountains. Tickets will go on sale November 26th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures scraping 70 degrees. Skies stay clear tonight. We crash chilly to the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, another day with a ton of sun and warmer temperatures. In fact, we climb to the mid-70s tomorrow and hit 80 on Thursday. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Currently, 53 degrees.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Kansas City closed out Week 5 of the NFL season with a 26-13 win over the Saints to remain unbeaten at 5-0 this season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chiefs and Vikings are the only two unbeaten teams at 5-0. Saints quarterback Derek Carr left the game late with an oblique injury. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he expects wide receiver Romeo Dobbs to return to the team on Wednesday. LaFleur met with Dobbs on Monday to discuss the receiver skipping practice on Thursday and Friday, which led to a one-game suspension. Dobbs reportedly unhappy with his role on the team. LaFleur asked if he had any idea Dobbs was not happy.
With all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. And, you know, I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Packers have the day off today. The basketball Badgers held their basketball media day yesterday. Greg Gard's team picked to finish tied for 12th in the league this season, but they've been known to exceed expectations. And the coach says they've been getting after it.
They're extremely competitive. And I think that we've seen that every day, whether it's been one-on-one drills, small group drills, or we get into, you know, more five-on-five. As much as I mix and match teams and try to move guys around to see who impacts winning, the competitiveness across the board has stayed really, really high.
Badgers open their season November 4th against Holy Cross. Baseball playoffs, Tigers over the Guardians 3-0. Kerry Carpenter hit a three-run game-winning home run with two outs in the ninth. Kansas City beat the Yankees 4-2. Both those series tied 1-1. Reds officially introducing Terry Francona as their new manager in Cincinnati on Monday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The first Truck Series title contender has locked in to the Championship Four. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four. The new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to Snuffle Racing Field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com.
NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series veteran Grant Enfinger opened the race weekend in Talladega with a win in the Love's RV Travel Stop 225, his first of the season, and the first win for his team, CR7 Motorsports. An important victory that opened the eight-driver round of the playoffs and clinched Enfinger a spot in next month's championship race in Phoenix.
You know, obviously we can start focusing on Phoenix right away, so that's a huge advantage, I feel like. Not to say that we're just going to let Homestead and Martinsville pass us by, but, you know, the way I look at it, we don't have to worry about points for the rest of the year. We can go out for checkered flags these next three races.
Enfinger has never won a NASCAR title, but finished second in the Truck Series standings last year. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Test your well water every year to be sure it's safe to drink. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Even if it tastes just fine, some contaminants can be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in. The quality of a water source can change over time, even suddenly, without affecting how the water looks, smells, and tastes. Some chemical contaminants can cause long-term health problems that take years to develop. David Henrich is the president of Bergerson Caswell, a groundwater service company in Maple Plain, Minnesota. He recommends testing your water at least once per year.
The odds that your water system is going to develop a problem, it's moderately low, but it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
Your local health or environmental health department can help you interpret the results. If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrich says there are treatment solutions for everything. Learn more about testing well water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
65 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. November and December down 11. November at 2089, December at 2033. January down 3 to 1997. February down 1 at 1959. Cheese markets are lower once again today. Barrels down 5 1/4 to 188. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 192 3/4. 3 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 1/2 to 267 3/4. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1/2 to 60. Even one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving up mostly higher as choice cuts have been moving higher. That's really helping to support the live cattle market, which is now propelling the feeder cattle market higher as well. It's still too early in the week for any cash cattle trade to develop, but the fundamental support is continuing to encourage traders as both live and feeder cattle markets move higher. Now, the hog markets are mostly mixed. Midday fundamentals aren't leading much support for the markets, as the lean hog index was down. Hog prices were also unavailable on the daily direct morning hog report due to confidentiality issues, and only 718 head did trade, and so that is providing some pressure in some of the contracts for hogs today. October live cattle up 90 cents to 188.37. December up 67 cents to 187.70. February up 50 cents to 188.80. October feeder cattle up $1.07 to $2.49.92. November up 85 cents to $2.50. January up 82 cents to $2.47. October hogs up 17 cents to $84.15. December up 20 cents to $77.02. February down 5 cents to $80.55. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. Corn's lower on spillover pressure from soybeans and harvest pressure as well, continuing to pressure the markets. Soybeans moving lower on that harvest pressure, and also South America should be able to catch up on the planting pace in the near term with some much beneficial rains. The trade will continue to watch the weather, though. Export wire saw 166,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets are also moving mostly lower. The trade continues to consolidate the market with nearby support levels, and also the row crops in beans and corn moving lower continues to limit the upside potential as well. Now, improvement is expected in the winter wheat areas of the Black Sea region, and the dollar is just off of their recent highs. December corn down 5 3/4 to 4.20 1/4. March down 5 1/4 to 4.37 1/2. May down 4 1/2 to 4.47. New crop 25 down 2 3/4 to 4.52 3/4. November beans down 20 1/2 to 10.13 1/2. January and March both down 20 1/4. January 10.32 1/4. March at 10.47 1/2. New crop 25 down 17 to 10.63 3/4. October soybean meal down $2 to $3.22.80. December soybean oil down $1.58 to $42.99. Chicago wheat, December down 3/4 to $5.91 3/4. March down 1 1/2 to $6.15. December wheat in Minneapolis down 1/4 to $6.44. March down 3/4 to $6.64 3/4. Triple digit losses in the oil markets and double digit losses in the gas markets today. November crude oil down 4.22 to 72.92. December down 4.12 to 72.35. November and December gas both down 10 cents. November at 2.05. December at 2.02. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The recent dairy market volatility is really not surprising, at least according to one market analyst. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
It's been a back-and-forth roller coaster in the dairy markets lately. Mike North of Ever.Ag says there's a lot of reasons behind that volatility.
You have a scramble taking place right now as we produce enough cheese to meet all of the Q4 demand. And obviously that requires milk. And so different players are in this market on given days trying to jockey positions to get ahead of the trend. And what got us here ultimately was a short supply. We've had fewer cows in the barn for quite some time. 15 months of negative year-over-year milk production numbers. We've been battling bird flu. We're seeing older cows having to try to carry the burden of milk production, which gives us less productivity. And now you throw into the mix, we've sent kids back to school and we've taken milk back into a bottling program and away from the cheese vats. Couple that with college kids' addiction to pizza and sending them back to school and a football season that really promotes pizza all the more. And all of this has come together to create this perfect storm.
As it gets closer to the end of the year, North says volatility is not unusual.
This time of the year, this is actually very normal. It feels a bit manic, but this is actually really normal. And it's what leads us often to those September, October, early November milk highs that we depend on to really push forward great opportunities. And so as I look at this market, it definitely doesn't have this step-by-step perfect rhythm to it. Cheese goes up, milk goes up, cheese goes down, milk goes down. Because right now, everybody's trying to get ahead of that next step of the seasonal curve and still satisfy this big demand that's coming at us really quickly.
North says demand for dairy usually takes off at the end of each calendar year,
which is so key to the dairy complex. This is the magic moment for dairy. Q4 is always the brightest star on the horizon when we talk about dairy demand. And so it's an important time of the year. And so it's great to see buyers engaged. However, I think as we walk this thing forward a few more weeks, we'll really test their resolve.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekans. Wisconsin had 6.8 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending October 6th, according to USDA. Another warm and dry week led to advances in the soybean harvest and corn maturity. Soil moisture supplies, however, continue to decline. Harvest continues for soybean, corn, cranberries, potatoes, and vegetables for processing. Other field activities included spreading manure, fall tillage, and seeding winter wheat. Corn in the dent stage was at 95%. 70% of the corn crop was mature. Corn for grain was 10% harvested. Corn for silage harvest was at 80% complete. Corn conditions declined to 61% good to excellent. Soybeans coloring reached 97%. 90% of beans were dropping leaves. The soybean harvest at 61% complete. That's 12 days ahead of last year. Soybean condition was at 59% good to excellent, down 5 percentage points from last week. Winter wheat planting was at 63% complete. 36% of the crop has emerged. Fourth cutting of alfalfa hay was at 92% complete. Potato harvest at 86% complete. Fall tillage, 22% complete. Pasture and range conditions were rated at 38% good to excellent, down 7 percentage points from last week. The U.S. dairy industries looked over the USDA proposal for modernizing the federal milk marketing orders. Leonard Polzin, dairy market and policy outreach specialist at the University of Wisconsin, talks about a couple of the more important proposed changes.
The first one is milk composition factor. So we're updating from 3.3% protein, 6% other solids, and 9.3% non-fat solids. So when it comes to, like, if we're keeping score on the balance sheet here, on the farmer side, we'd put that one in the plus column as more of the components that they're being shipped are being accounted for in those price calculations. So another thing that's happening is we're dropping 500-pound barrels from the surveyed products list. So depending on where block barrels spreads are and all of this, you know, some of that will determine whether this falls on the positive or more pulling down price side. But I think there's an argument to be made that that could more accurately represent some of the market conditions and pricing that is happening there.
That's Leonard Polzin of the University of Wisconsin. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation welcomed news that the labor strike affecting East and Gulf Coast ports came to an end, allowing port operations to resume. The two organizations emphasized the importance of quickly finalizing contract negotiations to provide long-term clarity for U.S. dairy exporters. While grateful to the Biden administration for its role in getting the parties to return to work and resume port operations, said Krista Harden, president and CEO of U.S. Dairy Export Council. This is a crucial step in ensuring that U.S. dairy products can continue to reach our international customers. We encourage both sides to continue their negotiations and reach a final agreement that protects the supply chain and strengthens the reliability of American exports. The dairy industry has been severely affected by the disruptions, as $1.7 billion in dairy export flow through the East and Gulf Coast ports each year. The three-day work stoppage has had a ripple effect throughout the export supply chain, with dairy exporters reporting canceled sales and added time and costs to reroute products. FarmDoc from the University of Illinois says the agriculture sector is closely watching the fertilizer markets this week because of the ongoing war in the Mideast. Following months of tight supplies, global nitrogen values started rising last week. The story of the week was Iran's attack on Israel. The Middle East is an important area for fertilizer production in general, but it's especially important for nitrogen. When you look at the attack on Israel, Iran didn't impact any shipping lanes, and it didn't have any impact on fertilizer production. Yet prices moved higher, said Josh Linville of StoneX. He also says the attack on Israel may have forced the market to finally admit that supplies are tight, and it's manifesting in higher prices. Urea prices are one example of moving higher, up 10% as of last week. Linville's advising farmers to contact their fertilizer retailers as soon as possible. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money
or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Expect another mild day with low humidities in our ag weather forecast. Now, cooler air will start to move in this weekend behind a couple of frontal passages, and that will help raise our relative humidity values while lowering some of the temperatures, but dry conditions are still expected. We do have a chance of precipitation Saturday, but only for areas north of I-94. Sunshine throughout the day today, high 65 to 70, relative humidities at 29 to 34%. Light winds becoming northwest at around 5 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows 37 to 42, relative humidities at 86 to 91%. Light winds becoming east at around 5. For Wednesday, sunshine, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 32 to 37%. East winds at 5 to 8, 11 hours of sunshine. Thursday, sunshine warmer, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 60 to 65. Monday, sunny, highs 60 to 65.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know. If I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can, and I'm better man. I guess I always knew I couldn't hold you, but I'd never be the one to set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can, and I'm leaving better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
Knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tile. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on a laid-back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been a while. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. In the corner, they want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up, show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
WRDN.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful. With you by my side, and when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. Since you came along, I can face the dawn, 'cause I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful. With you by my side, and when I opened my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Sun always shines. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear girl, I feel girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last? The sky falls, or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if